USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What a job. What a job, Raj. Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs. So we actually did. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food, burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all American companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
And football and the relationships through football created this opportunity. And for that, I'm so thankful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing a loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Barron, Wisconsin, the horrifying details of Jamie Kloss's abduction spelled out in court papers as Jake Patterson, 21 years old, makes his first court appearance in an orange prison jumpsuit, bail set at $5 million cash. Patterson telling detectives he sees Jamie, just 13 years old, getting onto a school bus as he's heading to work and decides she's the girl he's going to take. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Bail is set at $5 million for Jake Patterson, the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Patterson made his first appearance in court. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams was surprised Patterson's attorneys didn't ask for one thing.
One of the things that I was taken back by, and I thought that his lawyers, meaning Patterson's lawyers, would have asked for some kind of a psychological evaluation, because quite naturally, what they are probably going to use at some stage is the insanity defense.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
In USA Radio News for your health, a new study linking belly fat to a shrinking brain. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details now from Washington, D.C.
The research published in the journal Neurology finds the people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Gray matter being that that contains much of the brain's nerve cells and controls things like muscles and senses. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure led to the obesity or if the obesity is what caused changes in the brain. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another Confederate memorial being taken down. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
The controversial Children of the Confederacy Creed plaque at the Texas State Capitol is coming down. It only took a few minutes for the board to agree with a motion to remove the Confederate plaque. Governor Abbott chairs the board.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say no or nay. Hearing no nays, the ayes have it.
State Rep. Eric Johnson of Dallas had filed legislation to remove it. He's a descendant of slaves.
Every time I walk past that plaque and I think about the school children who are being miseducated by that plaque, I also think about folks like my mom.
The plaque was called out by historians for denying slavery was a cause of the Civil War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.